Committee Podcast
คุณกำลังฟัง
Committee Podcast
This is going to be the most honest thing I've ever shared online. So, let me remind you something. There are three sides from every stories. Here's my side, there's their side, and then there's your perspective. It's up to you to decide what to believe. But remember, I have nothing left to lose. My life as a filmmaker, from start to now for me, it was like a messy. My name is Am Anusorn. I'm 34 years old filmmaker who live in Thailand. Somehow I get into a BL. I've experimented a lot, learned a ton, and for that, I'm truly grateful. If you ask whether I'd go back to change my past, I wouldn't. Right now, in the present, I am incredibly happy because I've learned so much about people and I'm glad for these revelations. Welcome to my fucked up life and the company and how sad it is. I did everything with passion, created every work with my soul, but then I got corrupted and people blame me, saying I was pretending to be a victim and more. There are hundreds of people tried to claim that I wasn't paid them. There's a fact and the truth mixed well together. Let me tell you this, by the way, there are not or following timeline. You figure out. Let's begin with my early career. I made my film. I didn't know shit about the film industry at that time. So this lady named Rainy, not her real name, took my film to the cinema and sold it with another person to the big streaming platform without my permission. It was quite surprising when you noticed your film on the streaming platform. I didn't get any revenue shared, none, like no money came into my bank account. I tried to call her, asking her nicely, where is my cut? But she didn't pick up the phone. I called her 100 times because I had no money to eat. She called the cops, claiming that I was harassing her when all I wanted was my money. And somehow, the fact is, because she's been in the industry for a long time, she claimed the rights. No one helped, no one cared. I asked for her sympathy. She gonna pay me. But I never received a shit from her. Then later, one big streaming platform showed me they were interested, but reminded me that since it was my first film, I shouldn't think too much about it. They gave me a tiny $800 for the whole movie, for that to have the right to show on their platform, which had a budget of $100,000. So, my next film got banned, and I'm cool with it. But the producer took $1 million from me and gave me fake signature papers from my team. She got the money from me, but she didn't give it to the team and told everyone I wasn't paying the team while I was traveling in the USA. She admitted in front of the cops and promised to pay me back, but I received nothing. And now she claims that she is another arms victim. So, next project, again, I became another bad person. We had a tight budget, and while we filmed the last day and important scenes, the location owner forced me to pay over $100,000. If I didn't pay, I couldn't finish the movie. They promised to pay me back, but again, I got nothing. The producer, even worse, sold my film everywhere, and with his power, he paid me $600, and I never received money from him again. The actors wanted a cut from the movies, and he said, "No, but I'm the one to blame as always. Please stick with me." This one, they told me that they were gonna put the project on a huge television platform in Thailand, and I was all for it. I believed them. They invested just some money, and so did I. My intern who came herself that have such a high experience begging me to be the producer. And I was like, girl, being a producer, you have to know how to manage the money. She said She has been taught many experiences and she got paid while she works. Back to the investors, can't even call an investor because I put my own money into the show, hoping to reach Thai big platform television, like they told me. Can you imagine shooting many episodes with a 100,000 plus budget? And I do the marketing, writing songs, but they ended up just putting it on their platform. No one watched it, no one saw it. And the thing is, I was telling the team and my actors that they were going to be good, they were going to be on national television. But when they decided not to do it, I became the tricky liar and many names that they called me. Again, blame me, and I'm not allowed to be upset because they have power. Not in Thailand, but the whole of Asia. I am almost done. This project. Oh my fucking God. I can do another episode. Only talk about this. It's even worse. They hired me to handle the production process. I was supposed to control the production process and I didn't get money from them like they promised me. They told me that they had 100 sponsorships, but they wanted the work to finish as soon as possible. They told me the sponsor would pay if they watched the trailer. So I asked for money from another investor, even though it's not my job. But I love this project and I love the cast that I selected already. So I needed to make it complete. Then I used my own money to create for them first and the investor money. I believed that I would get it back when the trailer, well, pilot trailer released, because they seemed very trustworthy. They always said, and I quote, "I have been in the industry for 20 years. But guys, the plot twist was like a movie since they ended up lied to me. All the sponsorship logos that you saw were all lies. No one paid a damn money and they wanted me to become an investor. So I said, yes. At that moment, I was the only one who tried to get money for the project. But the next day, they were telling the actors and all the people that I tried to steal the project. Stealing? There's a lot of detail. They even tried to use my name to loan money from the bank. Who could imagine these things happening? When it was time to pay their artists, they instructed me to use the funds for this project instead, but then flipped the story, telling the actors I was working with that I wasn't paying them. This is such a joke. I spent 8 months for nothing. The actors workshop with me like 20 times. Rather, the worst part is they also bring me and the actors to the fake investor, and I don't want to get into detail, but it's just ugly and I cannot stand for it. I am almost done, I swear. After I was done with that project, one of the BL fans claimed that he knew someone very rich and he wanted to put money into the boys' love story stuff. And I had the idea to make, so I proposed to them. They promised me they were going to give me like 10 million, but they had to cross the border to get the money from another country. So I waited, and 2 weeks later, they disappeared. I don't get why he had to lie about this. I'm sure he had a good reason, but he just didn't tell me the truth. So on the project, my first producer took my money away, and she is an old lady. And you know my character. If I do something with an old lady type, people love her. I became automatically a bad person. Like, how dare you do this to her? So my second producer lied to me many times. Like, I can't even count. She showed me the check with 6 million and I wanted to finish my masterpiece. It was a joke that she didn't even know how to work with the film industry and stuff. She begged me on her knees that she wanted me to stay at her house. She told me all the secrets, telling me that one of the people close to me tried to ruin my life. She saw everything back and forth. She told me not to leave her house. She was crying. And she can handle all the money. I don't know how much money she spent. I don't even see where the money is. I don't even look at the money. But she forced me to sell the series, to sell the project, and all the money from my streaming platform went to her bank account, not mine. I am speechless. I cannot believe how fake people are, but now I know a lot about people being so fake to me. She told everyone that I'm a bad person, I'm such a corrupt person, blah, blah, blah. When she went to another person, she told everyone that I was a scary person, I was a tricky person, I lie all the time, and many, many things. And she told me that she was gonna take care of the money. She was gonna control the money by herself because she's the one who received the money from the investor. I mean, she is the one who got the money from the streaming platforms. She never shared money with me. Never. Sometimes I had no food to eat. All she asked was how much I could sell my series and give all the money to her. I'm the one who sent money to her, like 70,000 in February or something. She said, I'm disgraceful, and one of the powerful people in this industry is telling everyone bullshit about me, and people believe that shit because they have experience. They assume that they know this industry well, but they have none of the knowledge. I tried to talk to a lawyer, which is, I have to pay a lot of money and I don't have money. I tried to talk to my friends. They all want me to shut up because these people are powerful. And I was like, okay, what should I do? It has been many years since I have had to prove myself and go along with these nonsense and inhumane policies in the industry. Being honest is not the right thing. People believe that I was rich because I became the best BL selling director in 2022 and my work was nominated in a lot of festivals. But guys, I have $3 in my bank account right now and don't know what to do. Oh, one more thing, that one shitty platform claimed my work, my masterpiece on YouTube. I had no income for 3 months. They did it for what, for fun? Fuck. But yeah, I'm sure people who listen to the end of this just don't know how to help, and I get that. I don't know too. I mean, I don't know either. So fuck, if you want the truth, ask me. I have the whole list of evidence. Now, I can only move forward. Obsessed with the past is a waste of my time. Somehow, I'll set things right, at least for myself, not for anyone else. People can be toxic. Not everyone, of course, but especially in this industry. No wonder so many question why celebrities end their lives. Have you ever wondered what's happening in this industry? Or do you think it's all normal? Anyway, it's my life. If you want to help, please do. If not, that's fine. If you want to tear me down more, go ahead. But if I fight back, don't label me the bad person. Is there any other twist? These stories I just told you guys, they're not even 30% of the actual mess that's been going on. So that's why I'm glad I'm still alive and made it through. The world keeps moving forward, everything rushing by at a breakneck speed. Can you believe it? For almost 10 years, I've been in the industry. It is so fast, just like that, swift as the Shinkansen in Japan. I wasn't prepared for any of this at first, but now I'm gearing up for the future. I've realized that the only person I can truly rely on is myself. In the past 3 years, I lost a lot of friends. They did not die. They believed in powerful people. A fact I hadn't mentioned before. And you know what? That's okay. When you find yourself alone, you start to discover who you are. Losing friends was tough, but in the process, I found myself. And that honestly warms my heart. I remember a time when I would walk into the bathroom, look in the mirror, and not recognize the person staring back at me. But now, when I look in that mirror, I see that bitch ready to slay. That person in the reflection, they've been through a lot, but they're still standing, stronger, and more self-aware than ever. So, here's to the coming future, a time for discovering, a time for me. And thanks to people who's sticking around, so now, bring it on. As we wrap up this journey through the highs and lows of my life in the film industry, I want to leave you with a thought, a beacon of hope for the new generation stepping into the dazzling yet daunting world of entertainment. The path is not always straight. It's riddled with challenges, choices, and moments that will test your resolve, your integrity, and your passion. I hope my story serves as a lesson, a guidebook of sorts, not just a recount of trials, but as a testament to resilience. The entertainment industry, with all its glamour and allure, is not as straightforward as it may seem. It's a game, a complex, often unpredictable one where the rules are constantly changing. But here's the key takeaway. Ensure you're a player, not a pawn. Learn the rules and understand the game, but never lose sight of who you are and what you stand for. Let my experiences illuminate the pitfalls and the peaks, guiding you to navigate this world with wisdom, courage, and a keen sense of justice. Protect yourself, your dreams, and those around you. Advocate for transparency, fairness, and respect in all your dealings. Remember, it's not just about avoiding becoming a victim like I was. It's about transforming the industry, one honest, heartfelt project at a time. To the new generation of filmmakers, actors, writers, and creators stepping into this game, armed with talent, dreams, and the power of storytelling, remember, the industry might not be straightforward, but your integrity, your resilience, and your commitment to your craft can light the way. Make your mark, make it count, and maybe, together, we can redefine the rules of the game. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Here's to the stories we tell, the lives we touch, and the world we change. One honest moment at a time. And remember, never let the game play you. Bye for now. Thank God I got you guys as a fan. Don't forget to support me on comitivebyam.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel and enjoy my work.
Committee Podcast.
คุณกำลังฟัง
Committee Podcast